From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. So how is the government shutdown having an impact on the Virginia governor's race? The Democratic candidate is businessman and former chair of the Democratic Party, Terry McAuliffe. Republicans were positioning him as a Washington insider, but then came the shutdown. 175,000 Virginians are furloughed federal employees. The Republican candidate is Attorney General and Tea Partier Ken Cuccinelli. And at this past weekend's Family Foundation fundraiser, he avoided taking pictures with the patron saint of the Tea Party, Ted Cruz, in fact, leaving before Cruz spoke. As Politico says, awkward. Joining us from the studios of WCVE in Richmond, Virginia, is Jeff Shapiro, political reporter and columnist for the Richmond Times-Dispatch. So, Jeff, how is this reverberating? Ken Cuccinelli distancing himself from Ted Cruz.
The shutdown is indeed reverberating, and it is reverberating badly for the Republicans. This was a very uncomfortable moment for Mr. Cuccinelli, who is certainly a philosophical soulmate of the shutdown crowd in D.C., but recognizes that his political aspirations for the governorship depend on encouraging Washington to continue to invest in Virginia and continue to employ its citizens.
In fact, there were initial reports that Mr. Cuccinelli had a private meeting with Mr. Cruz backstage at the event this weekend and lectured him a bit on, you know, get the shutdown over with. Do we know if that's true? And by the way, how are the Democrats handling all of this infighting in the Tea Party?
Well, to your question about this supposed prayer meeting, this is what the Cuccinelli people are telling us. There were no reporters present. It's certainly intended as a talking point, given the difficulties that Mr. Cuccinelli faces at this point in the campaign. As far as the Democrats are concerned, they're gloating. This is something that is calling attention to some fairly profound divisions among Virginia Republicans. Certainly, Republicans don't shy from their advocacy of leaner, less costly government. But when it comes to Virginia's share of the federal budget, Republicans tend to be as hungry as Democrats. They also keep reminding people that Ken Cuccinelli is joined at the hip with these folks in Washington, at least in terms of sentiment, and that if given the opportunity, perhaps he would do the same thing in Richmond, though, of course, the Republicans try to hang the same claim on Mr. McAuliffe because of some pronouncements he's made regarding the budget should he be elected.
Ken Cuccinelli is saying that Terry McAuliffe would shut down the Virginia government over expanding Medicaid. So they're slinging accusations back and forth. But Ken Cuccinelli has sound conservative credentials as Virginia's attorney general. It was his case that the Supreme Court just turned back his attempt to bring back Virginia's anti-sodomy laws. So he prior to this, had sound credentials. You have new polls. What do they show? Are Republicans turning away from him, or seeming to, if you're looking at the numbers, over the shutdown?
Well, I don't know that Republicans are turning away from Mr. Cuccinelli in great number. There are certainly those remaining moderate Republicans who are looking at the alternatives. But the big problem that Mr. Cuccinelli has is polling shows that people just don't like him. His negatives are at about 51%, depending on the poll. But if one plumbs these polls, there is consistently a significant march of women away from Republicans to Democrats, in large part because of Mr. Cuccinelli's opposition to abortion rights.
Oh, so it's much more than the shutdown that's showing up in the polls.
Affirmative to that.
Jeff Shapiro, political reporter and columnist for the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.